Hello.
Hello, yes, good afternoon. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research. And we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll and would like to add your opinion. Okay, are you at least 18 years old and a legal resident of Ohio?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir, and are you registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
All right, and do you feel that secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership? Would you say yes, it is, or no, it's not?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir. A firearm is considered a securely stored, you know, if it is, you know, either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with the key, a combination of fingerprint or other similar means, you know, for example, a safe container, a case, or a lockbox, or made, you know, temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and is stored in a place where, you know, a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring the firearms be securely stored? Would you support or oppose that?
Support.
Support. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Now, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored? In the law defines secure storage to include a locked safe. Would you support or oppose that?
Support. How many more questions? I'm actually at the baseball game.
Oh, well, it's a very short service, so let me speed up real quick. Okay, what about a locked container or a case?
Support.
Okay, a lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to more firearms, to store a firearm.
Support.
Support, okay. All right, sir, and would you support or oppose a state law requiring that storage be accessible via a key lock? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Okay, what about a combination lock?
Support.
A biometric identifier such as fingerprint.
Support.
Okay. And if a firearm is a storage device such as lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it, you know, should or should not be, you know, should not also be required to be unloaded?
No.
Should or should not?
Should not.
Okay. If a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it's equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Would you say yes, it's secure, or yes, it's not secure?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir. And if a firearm is not in a physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required the gun to be stored securely? Would that be support or oppose that?
For the law enforcement?
Well, you know, if a firearm is not in a physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as law officer enforcement, would you support or oppose, you know, the law required that the gun be stored securely? Would you support that or oppose? Support, okay. All right, sir. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose the law, you know, the law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that the law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirements as a reason to enter your home and search your car without a warrant. Would you support or oppose that?
Oppose.
Oppose, okay. All right, sir, and would you support or oppose? We almost finished, sir. I want to have a few more questions, okay? We almost done. I'm almost through the end. Would you support or oppose a law that allows, you know, an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor? If it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining
it. I support it.
Okay. Okay, prosecutors have discretion to legally devise whether or not, you know, to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose law requiring prosecutors to formally access every incident of, you know, in which the minor child discharges a firearm, except when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Support or oppose?
Support,
okay. All right, sir, and would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record and writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner, you know, in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm, and make that record available to the public? Would you support or oppose that?
Support,
okay. All right, sir, in terms of your personal political party of identification, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or independent, or other?
Other.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purposes, what is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 40 to 60, 50 to 64, or over 65?
48.
Okay. All right, and which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Would you say white or Anglo, black or African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
Black, African-American.
Okay. Okay, black, you said, right? All right, sir, and regarding what gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Male.
Okay. All right, sir, well, this concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time and enjoy your game, okay? Appreciate your help.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.